إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa and the fear and piety in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for all of your blessings. Indeed, we must make a just estimation of Allah Most High. We should reflect upon His magnificence, His greatness, His bounties and His favors and His signs. In His creation, we must make a just estimation of Allah. Allah Most High, He says, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ And in the earth there are signs, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ In the signs, in the earth there are signs for those who have firm faith, لِلْمُوقِنِينَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the changing وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ the changing of the night into the day the changing of the day into the night in these things there are signs of Allah's greatness for those who have deep understanding لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ for those that have deep understanding therefore we see in the signs of the heavens and the earth And that in the creation of Allah Most High, we look at Allah's creation and in the heavens and the earth, these are signs of Allah's greatness. They are signs of Allah's majesty. They are signs upon signs when we reflect on the creation. This is something we must recognize and give Allah's haqq. And we must glorify Allah. Glory be to Him who has created all of the universe and made His signs apparent to all those who are heedless of His greatness. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ Glory to Allah, the best of those who create, the best of the creators. There is none that can create, or is any, there is none that is great in his creation like Allah Ta'ala. Ibn Mas'ud, رضي الله عنه, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, the distance between the nearest heaven and the one after it is a journey of 500 years. The distance between the nearest heaven and the one after it is a distance of 500 years journey. And the distance between each heaven after that is a distance of 500 years journey. And the distance between the last heaven and the footstool of Allah Most High is a 500 years journey. The distance of 500 years. And Allah's throne is above the water. And Allah, He knows what you do. This is narrated by Ad-Darimi. And also the Prophet ﷺ, speaking of the greatness of Allah Almighty and powerful, and giving us words that we should reflect upon. The Prophet ﷺ, one day a Jewish rabbi came to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. And the rabbi, he said, on the day of resurrection, Allah will place the heavens on one finger and the earths on one finger and the seas and the soil on one finger and the rest of the creation on one finger. Then He will shake them and He will say, I am the King, I am the King. When the Prophet ﷺ, he heard these words, he smiled until the molar teeth could be seen, indicating that he agreed with what the rabbi had said. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he recited the verse, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They did not make a just estimation of Allah. They did not make a just estimation of Allah. And then he said, وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. He said that the earths will all be within the grasp of Allah. This is what Allah says in the Quran. He said they did not make a just estimation of Allah. The earth will be in the grasp of Allah, in His hand. And the heavens will be in it like a scroll in His right hand. The heavens, the entire heavens will be rolled up like a scroll in the hand of Allah, the right hand of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah says, glory and perfected is Allah upon the shirk that they made with Him. Upon the partners, the shirk, the false deities that they attribute to Him. The Prophet ﷺ, he also said, I have been permitted to speak about one of the angels who carry the throne of Allah. And then he said, the distance between the earlobe and the shoulder of that angel is a distance of 700 years. One angel, one of the angels that bears the throne of Allah, of the countless angels, the distance between his earlobe and his shoulder is a distance of 700 years. Subhanallah. Imam al-Bukhari, he related on the authority of Abu Huraira that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when Allah ordains an affair in the heavens, when Allah commands an affair in the heavens, the angels begin to beat their wings until it makes a sound like chains dragging over a rock. And then when their fear has abated, the fear of the angels from Allah Most High, when their fear has gone away, Then they say, what has Allah commanded? And the angels say, Al-Haqq, the truth. Allah has commanded the truth. And most high, and He is most high and most great. And He is most high and most great. Subhanallah wa ta'ala amma yashrikun. Glory be to Allah, and exalted is He above those false partners, the false partners that they attribute to Him. None has the right to be worshipped save Allah Most High. This hadith is again narrated by Bukhari and Muslim. Fellow Muslims, from the greatest transgressions and oppressions is attributing partners, making shirk with Allah Almighty. From the greatest of injustice is to associate partners with Allah in His dominion, in His worship. Allah Most High, He says,
إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارُ.
Allah Most High says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Indeed, the one who makes partners in the worship of Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has forbidden the paradise for that person. He has made it haram for the person who makes shirk with Allah Most High. And then Allah says, وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارُ. His ending abode will be the fire. And then Allah says, وَمَا لِلْظَالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And those who oppress, who do dhulum, i.e. those who do shirk, they will have no helper. They will have no helper. Allah Most High, He also says in Surah Al-Hajj,
فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ.
فَاجْتَنِبُوا, stay away from, be away, flee from الرِّجْس, the abomination of the أوثان. The Othan were the false, are the false deities that are worshipped alongside Allah Most High and Mighty of idols. And then Allah says, وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, and stay away from the false, slandering or lying speech. Beloved brothers in Islam, beware of shirk. Beware of shirk. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, he taught us how to beware of shirk. When he used to ask, he said, I used to ask the Prophet ﷺ about evil things so that I could stay away from them. He said people would come and ask the Prophet ﷺ about good things. But Hudhayfa, he said, I asked him about the evil things so I could flee away from them. And so therefore we must learn about the types of shirk. We must learn about what are the things that are shirk so that we can stay away from those things. So that we can be away from them. So beloved Muslims, it is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate that many Muslims today, they have fallen into the various types of shirk. Many of the Muslims, they have fallen into things that negate, that nullify the concept of Tawheed. So therefore, we, inshallah, must explain these things in order that it be known and people beware and people stay away from them. And indeed, the Quran and the Sunnah, they make it very clear that nothing has a right to be worshipped as a partner with Allah. There is no deity that has any right to be worshipped except Allah Most High and Mighty. So from these things, dear Muslims, that the scholars say it is from the perfection of Tawheed that one must abstain from any utterance, any utterance that contains words of shirk. They must abstain from any oath or any statement containing shirk, even if one does not intend it as so. Even if one did not intend that statement as shirk, he must stay away from that. And this is part of the perfection of Tawheed. That likewise they say that if one swears by other than Allah, making an oath by other than Allah, this is a very, very dangerous sin that is on the verge of taking one into kufr and shirk. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever swears by other than Allah has committed kufr or shirk. This is narrated by Imam Ahmad. Whoever swears, he takes an oath by other than Allah, then he has committed either shirk or kufr. And we see in the statement of the Prophet ﷺ, he said, do not swear by your fathers and mothers. Do not swear by your father or by your mother or anything besides Allah. And also, do not swear by Allah unless you are saying the truth. This is the words of the Prophet ﷺ in the Sunan of Abu Dawud. Naam. Beloved brothers in Islam, one is allowed to swear by Allah's names and attributes. This is not shirk. Swearing by Allah's names and His attributes, this is what permissible. But whoever swears or makes an oath by other than Allah, he must make repentance immediately, and he must not do it again. He must make tawbah and never do it again. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, one of the Sahaba, he says that I was new to Islam. I was a new Muslim. And I got into a debate or an argument with some people. And I said, I swore by Lat and Uzza. These were two idols that were worshipped prior in the Jahiliyyah. So he said, Wallati wal Uzza. I swear by Lat and Uzza. Two false deities. So then some of the Sahaba who had heard this, they said to Sa'd, they said to him, we believe you might have committed kufr. You might have committed shirk. It is an evil statement that you have uttered. You should go to the Prophet ﷺ and tell him what you have said. So Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, he went to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ told him, he said, say, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Say, there is no deity worshipped in truth except Allah, the One, with no partner. And then spit on your left three times. Spit on your left three times and never say that statement again. Never ever swear by Latin Uzza or any other deity again. So this is one type of great sin that some Muslims fall into. Swearing by the Kaaba, swearing by the Prophet ﷺ, swearing by the grave, swearing by his ancestors, his family, his mother and father. These are things that are forbidden by the Prophet ﷺ, by the Sharia. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وآله وصحبه وسلم. Dear Muslims, beware of saying despicable things that make another person equal with Allah. For example, somebody saying, I depend on Allah and on you. This is a despicable statement. The Prophet ﷺ, it is reported by Ahmad that a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, whatever Allah wills and you will. Whatever Allah wills and you, the Messenger of Allah, wills. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, أَجَعَلْتَنِي لِلَّهِ نِدَّةً. Have you made me a partner with Allah? Say whatever Allah wills. Say whatever Allah wills. So one should avoid saying statements such as whatever Allah wills and another person, or I depend on Allah and on you. They should not say that. They should say, I depend on Allah. And then anything else afterwards. Beloved Muslims, also we must beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His favor through Tawheed, through Tawheed alone. And we should seek the bringing of good and the warding off of harm through Allah alone. Anything such as a talisman, ta'weez, these kind of objects that people use to bring good luck or ward off harm, this is indeed a form of shirk. This is indeed a form of shirk. It is only Allah who can ward off hardships, illness, disease, and it is only Allah who can bring upon oneself goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. إِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ. If Allah afflicts you with harm, tribulation, affliction, illness, disease, فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ, then nobody can lift it, can remove it from you, except Allah. No one can take it away from you except Allah. And then Allah says, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ. And if He touches you with goodness, then He is powerful over all and everything. Fellow Muslims, the superstitious objects that people wear, the objects that people have superstitions with, they cannot prevent any harm or bring any good to a person. They cannot ward off any illness. Once a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he was wearing a brass bracelet as an amulet. So the Prophet ﷺ, he asked him, what is this thing you are wearing on your arm? So he said, this will ward off my illness, my weakness. So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, that, no, it will only increase you in weakness. That thing that you are wearing, thinking that it will ward off your weakness, he said, it will increase you and cause you to be more weak. He said, take it off. Take it off, and if you die with it on you, you will never prosper. You will never be successful. Hadith is narrated by Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy upon him, also reported that a group of people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was 10 people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the bay'ah, the allegiance, from 9 of those people. But then when it came to the 10th person, he took his hand back. He refused to take the allegiance from him. So they asked, Ya Rasulullah, you took the allegiance from 9 of them, but what about the 10th person? The Prophet ﷺ said, he's wearing a ta'weez, a talisman. He's wearing something upon him. So then he commanded him to take off or break the talisman. The man broke it and threw it away. And then the Prophet ﷺ took his allegiance. He took the bay'ah with him. Beloved fellow Muslims, also from the things that we must avoid, do not visit the fortune tellers. Do not visit fortune tellers, soothsayers, or astrologers. These are all unlawful. This is all forbidden. These people claim they have knowledge of the unseen, of the ghaib, of the future, and this is falsehood. These people are tricky, and they command people to do shirk and to sacrifice to other than Allah and make partners with Him. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, may Allah curse whoever slaughters to others besides Allah. And he said, whoever visits a fortune teller and listens to anything that he says, or he asks him anything, whoever visits a fortune teller and asks him anything, his prayer will not be accepted for 40 days. 40 days. And he said, whoever visits a fortune teller and believes him, he has disbelieved in what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been revealed to him. Whoever goes to a fortune teller and believes him, he has disbelieved in what has been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beloved brothers in Islam, keep your tawheed in Allah and stay away from all forms of shirk. May you be successful. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم زدنا علما وفقهنا في الدين اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى الآل ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين عباد الله أقيم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وقالت اليهود عزير ابن الله وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله ذلك قولهم بأفواههم يضاهئون قول الذين كفروا من قبل قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا لا إله إلا هو سبحانه عما يشركون
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.